Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Our Florida listeners checking in. Somebody just sent me a photo of a huge gator two blocks from his house. Didn't say where he's from, but we have a lot of Florida listeners at TNTRadioEmpire.com, wherever you get your podcasts, and stream the show live.
Randy writes, TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com is the email address. Morning, gentlemen. Wanted to let you know here in Tampa, we don't just have black bears. We have your otters, your twinks, your hay girls, and your gym gays. Oh, and gators, but
your gym gays.
You don't have to worry about those.
Gym gays. Gym rat gays, I think it says. Right? Is it gym rats?
No, just a,
oh, just gym. A gym gays.
Okay. I think that's in that clip.
Okay. Oh, it is. That's right.
The gym gays, yes.
What is the name of that clip?
I think it's under Modern Family.
Okay. It is Modern Family.
Yeah, it's Cam from Modern Family.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad probably knows some Florida Bears.
Probably.
Does he know any Oklahoma Bears now, since that's where he's at?
Is he in Oklahoma? Is it Louisiana?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. You were not close.
Yeah. Does he know any Louisiana Bears?
I'd imagine.
Does he have a guy?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
No.
He went down there to interview for the job. There's not a lot of, that gay community there.
Right, right.
So they were like, I will introduce you to, the other guys.
The other four gays?
Yeah. We're going to have two now.
Yeah. No, it's not under that. What was his name again? Cam? What's the actor's name?
Eric Stone Street.
Yeah, well, you probably listen under him, though. Okay. We'll find it. Go ahead, Craig.
Yep. Okay. Todd, today is Observe the Weather Day.
Well, I think people tend to do that on a daily basis.
Well, not more than
in
Todd.
In fact, there are people who are paid to observe it, 24/7, 365.
Yeah.
There's two channels on my satellite system, solely devoted to weather, and except for when the trucks are pulling.
Do you have
trucks out
I
of
bet
the,
you're
only
one of the few people. No, I know there are weather geeks out there. You probably go, the previous channel goes right back between those two.
Right. That's a commercial.
That's a commercial. What are they talking about? Yeah.
A lot of times when I first get up in the morning or taking a nap, that's the first thing I go to, Weather Channel or AccuWeather.
What's Modern Family, Gay Rundown.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Craig. I'll find it here.
So we're
here it is. Yep.
Observing the weather today.
Today is Observe the Weather Day.
No one's going to believe I'm gay.
Oh, why? Because you're not flouncy enough? Jay, that's offensive. There's all kinds of gays. You've got your Broadway gays, your gym gays, your twinks, your bears, your otters, your hey girl gays. You've got your pups, your cubs, your chubs. And most prominently, you've got your average Joes who you would never know are gay gays.
What a great show.
It was my observation that in this part of the world, it was kind of cold this morning.
Yep.
That's my observation.
Yeah. Yep. A little chilly.
9 degrees in my car.
That's what I think. All right. Cold. But other places, it's not.
That's what you get. When you go back and forth through the weather stations, that's the kind of expert you get.
That's the kind of guy who watches a lot of Weather Channel. Right. I can tell. He knows his stuff.
For the record, if you search up gay in our system, 6 pages worth of search results.
Yep. Well, you're responsible for putting those in there, so.
Yeah. You know, I just call them what they are.
Surprise!
I just call them what they are.
Gay.
My filing system is not cryptic.
Right. I did observe, though, that over the course of the next few months, it's going to get warmer.
Yep.
Maybe not every day.
No.
But gradually.
That's a relief.
The average high temperature
This winter
will increase.
This is starting to bug me. Yep.
And then pretty soon it's going to be too damn hot.
I don't care about that. I'm with Craig. I do not care about the heat.
Yeah. Days like today are the ones that get me, because I look at, like, I've got an app that'll show what the temperatures are coming up for a week. I'm like, it doesn't look that bad.
I know.
And then today it's like 20-something. It's like, how did I not see that? That's going to suck.
Yeah, today's
going
to suck. But our Florida listeners now are laughing at us. Like all the people that listen to us in Arizona and Florida, they're just laughing at us.
Shut up. Hanging out with the gym gays.
Shut up.
That email came from Florida.
That's Jim, J-I-M.
That's right.
It seems as though there will be a revival of the 1937 children's film Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
You mentioned Brad Williams earlier. Is it going to be live action?
Disney has cast a Latina actress as Snow White.
Is it live action?
People are pissed. Yeah.
Peter Dinklage, who has dwarfism, is pissed.
That Snow White is a Latina?
He said, you're still making that effing backward story about seven dwarfs living in a cave together? What F are you doing, man?
Yeah, he might be right about that. I don't think they agree. I get it's a famous story, but, you know.
The first Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs film was based on the 1812 German fairy tale by the Brothers Grimm. The dwarfs in the original story and the Disney film didn't live in a cave, but a cottage. Other versions of the tale, including in Belgium and the Netherlands, Snow White's befriended by 17 robbers who live in a cave rather than dwarves who live in a cottage. Dinklage said that he was taken aback when they were very proud to cast a Latina actress as Snow White. They were so proud of it. All love and respect to the actress and all the people who thought they were doing the right thing. But what are you doing? Still with the dwarves.
You know what I saw the other day, Craig? I was going to tell you, I was going to text you. Probably over the holidays, we had a vacation time. I'm flipping around the TV. And I stopped on a movie, Snow White and the Three Stooges.
Oh, yeah.
And I left it on for at least 40 minutes. Because I'm thinking, that's right. There was Snow White and the Three Stooges. And it was Joe.
Oh, that had to have been horrible.
Yeah, except the fact was it was still the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
And it was, and they weren't dwarves. It was the Three Stooges. And they come running in doing all the stupid stuff the Stooges do. And Snow White and the Prince were helping. The Stooges were helping them out. And I'm watching Snow White and the Three Stooges.
Yes.
Remake that. That way you won't offend anybody except for the Stooges.
Do you bring back the three guys that you already have as the Stooges recently?
They were great.
Yeah.
They were
great. They were good.
We liked that movie.
I liked that movie, yeah.
I mean, that really is the key. The casting of the Stooges is key there.
Right.
So part of the problem with the dwarves is that some of them are depicted as being stupid or clumsy, and Snow White figures that they are children.
Right. That was the deal.
If you remember.
Yeah, if you remember.
She thinks they are children.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, they were all kind of dopes, weren't they?
Not
all of them.
One specific.
Not the professor.
Well, apparently she was, too, if she just thought they were all kids.
Yeah.
One guy was very tired all the time.
She appeared a little naive.
Yeah.
But I've only seen
the
Disney
boners,
film.
Man. They weren't kids. They had boners, man. She was hot.
I didn't see that part.
So he's mad about
they
that.
They did have a
and
thing.
I'm not going to argue with Peter Dinklage. He's a great actor, and I think he's got a right to say that. But
he's got a problem with how the dwarves
I think
are
the funny part, they're going to be people pissed off that she's Latino.
Yeah, that's
Snow
where I thought.
White's
well, this
not
especially because it's Snow White.
Snow White.
That's where
it's
I thought
in the title.
Story was going.
She's not Snow Brown. Fauci.
This is kidding.
Now that woman, the woman who is now cast as Snow White, her name is Rachel Zegler. She's actually from New Jersey, and she was in West Side Story.
Oh, that girl
is where you might know her.
Yeah.
And she tells a story of when Bruce Springsteen visited the set of West Side Story.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, let's hear this very quickly. All right. Yeah, this is Rachel. This is the new Snow White talking about when she was on the set of West Side Story and Springsteen showed up.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen came 3 times, and he came to see me sing I Feel Pretty, and he had his aviators on. He's like, gotta see the Jersey Girl sing, and I just peed my pants. And there it is, yeah, I was losing my mind. I couldn't go, that day I could not go up and talk to him. It was him and Stephen Sondheim sitting next to each other, and I was like, why am I here?
In her defense, he'd walk in here right now, I'd pee my pants.
Exactly.
Me too.
Yeah, 3 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
whatever.
I would 3 times.
I'd crap my pants too. I do both, by the way. Hit them. Have to clean me up afterwards.
Especially if you're a Jersey girl, that's like the god of jerseys, saying, hey, you're awesome.
All right. That's pretty cool.
Was that interview from the Kelly Clarkson show?
Yes.
It was?
No, I don't know.
Like, there wasn't a trash can around? Why didn't you just pee in that?
Kelly, can't get away from that story, at least on our show. If she ever does a tour, we're going to have her on the phone just so we get Dickers over there going to go, arr, I can't say it. We'll talk to Kelly Clarkson if she wants to do a tour sometime just to watch Nick just go over there. Oh, I got to bring it up. No, you can't, man. You can't. We're not going to bring it up. You'll be on trash can in the background.
Ask her. Remember?
No. I would just not ask her on purpose because you'd be sitting over there freaking out. One more question, Kelly. You pooped.
You can bring her in with it since you've been gone with the fart track underneath
it. Oh, I do like that bit. I might do that. Yeah.
You can hear her hang up to that, too.
Like, what's that about? Like, well, we heard a story.
Well, she said it.
Right.
Yeah.
She put it out there.
The story.
Yeah, she put it out there.
And we figured this is what it would sound like. Right?
Yeah, that's why I think that question is fair game. Because she brought it up.
Yeah, it's not a rumor.
I'd make Nick ask it, though. I'd bring Nick in. Hey, Nick, you do it. Go ahead.
I'd say, hey, has anything happened like that since then? Is there anything you're doing differently now to avoid having to take a dump in a trash can backstage?
Oh, the funny part would have been like if she went back out on stage and just like brought the house down, and then it's like, well, now I got to do that every show.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Superstitious.
Right.
Yeah.
Pick up the trash can, throw it on the front row, you know, like a Gallagher show. That's how you end it.
You'd have to.
Oh, no. You're going to need more than just a trash bag in that situation.
Speaking of prop comics, we're talking to Carrot Top.
Thursday. Oh, and I just got a text from our buddy Craig Peters. He's going to call tomorrow.
Oh, cool, man.
Nice.
Yeah, that freak that designs me and Todd the snowbank in front of his house.
Well, Craig and I were just discussing him earlier this morning. He may be up to more. We're not sure. There's
seriously.
A story.
In Cleveland, there's a guy rolling around. There are pictures of this guy moving snow, wearing his, you know, with a snowblower, with a
unicorn outfit on,
an inflatable unicorn outfit. I kind of think that could easily be Craig Peters.
Oh yeah,
it could be.
I think that guy's a
it's
hero.
Certainly Craig Peters type behavior.
I think that just. Yeah. I just saw that retweeted. Said some people are just awesome. It's great.
I'll give you that.
I think it's just cool.
Yeah,
he did
it's
that.
Just something silly.
Silly.
Nobody
you look out front
cares.
Of yard. And it's a snowblower in a full unicorn outfit.
Yeah, unicorn out there blowing snow.
I think doesn't harm anybody, and it's fun.
Craig tells me about this morning, and you know, in the
context. I saw it yesterday.
In the context of Craig Peters, and I go, oh, yeah, I could see Craig. Yeah,
yeah, that's what
I didn't even hesitate.
Yeah. Like, if Peters did that, he would never tell a soul it was him.
No. Nope.
No, but you're right. Nobody can bitch about that guy.
You wouldn't think.
Well, with snow and a unicorn
if anybody did, you're just a bad. You're just, I mean.
Wow, people
we're
fight.
Talking about guys that could be pretty ornery about stupid stuff.
Some reason.
if you're mad at that, you should just go away. Just go away. You're not. In this day and age, that is the.
Well, I suppose.
Just made me smile.
You could be a little grumpy and say, what a dumbass.
No, that's worse.
And then blow
that
snow on
that makes it worse,
him.
Man.
Listen to you.
I know. We're actually, like I said, we're pretty cynical, and I thought that was a great video. I've seen other people do that too. I saw a stormtrooper,
the T-Rex.
I saw a T-Rex doing it too.
Yeah,
that's been a thing.
Although I think the T-Rex, the one that I saw, the T-Rex was
trying shoveling
to shovel with his tiny little arms.
Yeah. That would be funnier.
Yeah.
That's probably funnier.
It's got to be warm inside those costumes.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, I don't know how well insulated they'd be.
Yeah. Well, you probably got clothes underneath it too, you know.
Probably.
Or naked about
if
your fetish.
Pussy.
Yeah.
I think gorilla suit I have is warm.
Yeah. You should wear
there
that.
There you go.
Yeah, but it's not, is it inflatable?
No.
Do you ever go out and you should shovel the walk next time in your gorilla outfit. Your kids will love that.
Yeah.
And if the neighbors know you at all, they'll go, yeah, that's Nick.
Yeah. Mm. Of course, it's just, yeah.
Not surprised.
Yeah, I'm more of the let it melt camp when it comes to the snow. Does not go over well at my house.
New documentary detailing some of actress Evan Rachel Wood's allegations of sexual abuse at the hands of Marilyn Manson.
She's so good in everything.
He's a bad
man.
Guy.
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
Phoenix Rising Part 1, Don't Fall, premiered Sunday at the Sundance Film Festival. Filmmaker Amy Berg covers the story of Wood's relationship with her former fiancé, whose real name, Brian Warner. Wood had talked of her abuse before, but didn't name Manson until an Instagram post almost a year ago. In the film, Wood alleges she was branded with an M to show loyalty, was once forced into an actual sex act on camera while they were filming a video for one of his tunes, and Manson denies any assault. Wood said it is time her story was told.
She was really young when they were together, too.
Yes, she was.
Yeah. Now, Rose McGowan was also one of his girlfriends, and she's accusing him of a bunch of crap,
yep.
too, right?
Yeah.
There's others, too.
I know. Yeah, there are others.
Yeah, Rolling Stone, I remember here a month or two ago, did a piece about him.
I read that.
Talking about how he had turned like a closet into a vocal booth in his apartment for recording. Mm-hmm. But it was also conveniently the room where he would lock his girlfriends for days on end if they pissed him off.
Oh, that's
False imprisonment?
Yeah. Yeah, not cool.
Can he be charged with anything, or is all this stuff too late?
No witnesses. You know, I think it's possible for him to be charged with some of these things. I don't know.
None of this stuff was surprising to hear.
No.
We'll wait for that horrible one until later.
Oh, a tease.
Yeah. No, it's not a good one.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And the Los Angeles Rams trying to keep the San Francisco 49ers fans out of their stadium
for
the game this
time.
Sunday.
Big stadium, man. It's tough.
The last time the Niners were in L.A. for a regular season finale, San Francisco fans showed up en masse at the SoFi Stadium, making it seem at times like a home game for the Niners. So the Rams now say they're restricting ticket sales to residents of the greater Los Angeles area with location based on credit card billing address.
What's to stop some Ram fan or some L.A. resident from just selling it to someone from San Francisco?
They'll find a way.
You can still do that, but they're also doing this thing in Tennessee, if you guys read that story. Tennessee tried to stop Bengal fans, and what they did was you could only change your tickets like an hour before game time to another person's. You could only sell it. So they were hoping that Cincinnati to Nashville is only 4 hours. They were hoping that people wouldn't drive down expecting to just get the tickets while they were there, because by then they got there, it was too late to buy the tickets online.
Every Rams game I've watched,
there's not
this
physical
season.
Tickets anymore. You know,
no,
you got to mail them.
Opposing fans. The opposing fan base is well represented because there's no real Rams fans.
Well,
they're not really established yet.
Well, they were older. There's older Rams fans still there, and I think they are becoming that. But you're right. The Niner fans have been around forever, and just came down from Northern California. What?
But they do say that if the L.A. fans are Ram fans.
Oh, they are now. They're not Charger fans.
They're not Charger fans.
Yeah, Charger fans come up from San Diego, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, but if the Chargers were better, they'd be Charger fans.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I think people picked a team down there. I think a lot of people in L.A. picked
a team. And in L.A., a lot of people aren't from L.A.
Yeah, but the Rams are the Rams have a pretty good fan base now. Yeah. You know, it's the trendy thing. It's like the Lakers, you know. Yeah,
they also say that orders from those not in L.A. will be canceled.
That's it.
Oh. And refunds will be given.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that again, that's only primary ticket sales.
Right.
Secondary market, it's game
right.
on.
Right. You can't control that.
Yeah, you can't control stuff. No, because even that.
There were some Bengal fans in Tennessee. You saw that. And there were Bill fans made it into Kansas City, you know.
There were more there than I thought there
would be. Yeah, I thought there would be more, yeah.
Has it happened before that the championship game is in the same location that the Super Bowl is going to be?
Not
that I can recall.
Tampa?
No, when Tampa played in Green
they were
Bay.
All, those were all road games.
Oh, they were on the road?
Yeah. Okay. They were a wild card last year.
Yeah, no.
It's like they were the first team to win the Super Bowl, play in the Super Bowl in their home stadium.
This should be a first
stadium.
Yeah. Hey, conference championship game. And the
Super
Bowl.
That'll give you something to bitch about, Nick. We're playing at home against the Rams. Oh, no, man. We should be playing in Kansas City. You won't be an idiot like
in
that.
In February?
But there'll be Chief fans pissed the game's in L.A., not realizing it's planned ahead of time. It's not fair. They're playing at their home field.
Sometimes
I'm a dumb Chief fan. It's going to be Chiefs-Rams.
Like, where's next year's Super Bowl?
Going to be Chiefs.
I'm sure Vegas. They've got it plotted out already.
Yeah.
No, this is the first time in history that the same venue has hosted a conference championship game and a Super Bowl in the same season.
The same venue. The Rams played the Steelers in the Super Bowl but it was at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
In 79.
Yeah.
Well, the 80s Super Bowl, 79 season.
Conference championship. So it was at the Coliseum.
Not the same venue, but the same area.
Same
right?
area.
Right,
but right. The same building.
Same building. It's first time, right. And the Steelers won that game.
Wonder if they're like not
40
happy
years ago.
About that.
42, 3 years ago. What?
I'm sure the team's happy about it. They're playing at home. But like, if you work in that stadium, you could have gotten a head start on the Super Bowl. And
thing about that, yeah, though I get.
Oh, yeah, it may
here.
Actually throw a monkey wrench into some of their planning for getting ready for the Super Bowl. Yeah.
You never spent the Super Bowl ready. You should be just looking ahead. Look ahead to the Super Bowl, Nick.
Yeah.
Skip over the Bengals. Yeah.
Like somebody's got to let Katy Perry use his locker.
Right.
Oh no, it's
The Sharks. It's Dr. Dre and Eminem
and Kendrick Lamar.
Snoop.
Mary J. Blige.
They got to bring in Kelly Clarkson. She can poop on the side at the Super Bowl. I'd watch that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That'd be like a next Nipplegate.
She's just...
I don't hear a lot of people bitching about the halftime show this year.
I think it sucks.
But I think
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it.
I don't like that kind of music.
It's very L.A.
Yeah.
I think it's cool for them. Can you imagine being from that city and did Super Bowl halftime show from your hometown? Nice.
Snoop's a Steeler fan, though, so he hates both those teams. He hates your team, Nick. Snoop hates your team. Quick break, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.